That's number one.
Hi, Brina. Hi, Tuttles.
Hi, Tuttles.
I don't know if Troncat's in the ring. If he is,
yet,
meow.
I don't think so.
Hey, Moonchild.
Hey, Moonchild. Good to see you. ABP49.
Hi, Brina. Hi, Moonchild.
The cat's moving fast, O'Brien.
Oh, hi, Troncat. Meow.
Good morning, Gina Joe.
Good morning, old
man. I guess Tuttles has got to give Troncat his taco meow.
What's everybody doing this morning? This afternoon, wherever you're at.
Boy, this chat is moving fast this morning.
It is, huh?
Don't know who else is in here.
I'm sorry, Brina.
It's nasty here today. The wind is blowing. It's raining again. Yesterday was gorgeous. Today it's back. Hi, I'm Corey. Hi, Corey.
Where's Corey? I don't see Corey.
Oh, yeah, like just see Corey.
Where is he at, though? I didn't see him come in. I missed him.
Maybe he's not in the chat room yet. I see him on the listener list.
Oh, weird. Yeah, I don't see him at all.
Yeah, I don't see it in the
chat. Yeah, okay, good. I'm like, I kept looking. I didn't want to miss anybody, but hi, wherever you're at. Hi, Corey. Good job.
I had to look to make sure that he wasn't blocked. He's not good.
Hi, Mr. A. What's up, people?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Gina, Joe, and Eric, coming to you live from across the United States of America, from Georgia to Washington State, with a little stop in Colorado. Yeah, buddy. It's good to see everybody. Thank you for coming in and joining the live chat. We appreciate y'all coming in. Makes the show fun and lively with everybody in the chat room. If you're listening to us on the download or later on the replay on the WESN Epic Strategies Network, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for being here. You guys are the best. Yeah, buddy. Give everybody an applause for bursting the phone.
And a drink of coffee because Ralph hasn't been around to give anybody coffee.
I know. What's going on?
Ralph's
taking a few days off. Not to worry. He's got stuff to do. Well, I took my first sip of coffee. Oh, you need coffee? You need coffee, Dina Joe? Is that what you need? Here you go.
I'm making coffee. Anybody want coffee? I'm making coffee. I'm having a cup of coffee. Does anybody
want
coffee? Because I'm having a cup of coffee.
Is that loud enough? Does that have to be louder?
I think it's loud.
You think it's loud?
You guys sounded good to me.
Enough? Yeah.
Hey, Jess.
Hi, Jess.
You all just don't want me to make it louder, that's all.
No, everybody's saying it sounds good. Why? Right. What happened? Is that what Grammy told you to change?
No, she's told me, she's been telling me for a while, everything is so loud. She listens to the replay on the show, you know.
Right.
And she goes, everything's so loud, you need to turn things down. And
well, is that what you turned down? Because it sounds good.
Well, before I only had two options. Podbean only gave you two options, low and high. So low is way too soft. And so I play everything on high.
Gil.
And now they threw a medium in there. So that makes it better.
Welcome.
Hi, Gil. Gil, good to see you, Gil. Good to see everybody. Asha, I'm choking. Hold on. Let me mute. I'm going to mute myself. I'm not going away. There. My tummy's upset this morning. I got a little sour tummy. I don't feel good.
What'd you eat last night? What'd you eat yesterday?
Oh, I had some macaroni jalapeno salad. I had some green pea salad. You know, pea with some kind of it's like one of those salads. It's like a potluck. It's like a barbecue salad. You know, it's got peas, onions, egg. It's like a macaroni salad, kind of like, only with peas.
Okay. And, so two creamy salads.
Yeah. That, and I had instead of a sandwich on bread, I had a wrap with some lunch meat, and some cheese, and then I had some cherry. What's that? It's cheesecake, cherry cheesecake. Mm-hmm.
And, how many pieces of cherry cheesecake did you have?
Just one.
Oh, one big piece?
Well, you buy it from the store. It's already sliced, you know. So.
Okay.
I don't know. But I was outside. It was a nice day yesterday. So I was outside spraying. I sprayed some bug spray. I sprayed some weed killer. And
you probably sucked that stuff up into you. ingested that.
And I ate early. I ate early before I went to bed, you know, and I just did not had kind of an upset stomach all night. And then I woke up this morning, sour stomach. And then you showed me those pictures of those eggs. And it was like, you know, I didn't want to see no egg picture. And then you kept showing me more eggs.
Is Asha called?
He called and then he dropped. Yeah.
Okay.
Call back.
Don't know if he had something come up.
I think he might have been at work because I went in and Lou Rock had some music on and I went in there and he had said he was at lunch, but then he had to go because he had to go back to work.
Oh, here he is.
He's probably
hooking back up.
Oh, he's back now.
There he is. Hi, Asha.
What's going on, mate? Are you there?
Asha, can you hear us?
Asha, can you hear us?
Asha. I see him, but nothing. He's not saying nothing. All right. All right, you're messing with me now.
Maybe he's in a bad spot.
Yeah, he
is. Hi, Debbie.
Oh, it's okay. We're just messing with you. So anyway, I hope everybody else is feeling okay.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Plus, I'm a little
confused. Hump Day is finally arrived.
That's for sure.
And, of course, I've got three cousins that have birthdays today. Catherine, Tommy, and Tiffany. And then Podney friend Yazzie,
Tommy,
happy birthday
Tiffany?
To you if you're listening to this. What's that?
You said Catherine,
They
Tommy,
turned 41
and Tiffany?
Today. Tommy and Tiffany turned 41. Catherine turns 30.
Oh, happy birthday, Catherine, Tommy, and Tiffany.
Kathy, Tommy, Tiffany.
And our
Podney friend Yazzie,
if she's listening to this, happy birthday
and
to her as well.
Serena has a birthday tomorrow. I hope she's able to.
Oh. Mm-hmm. We'll be singing happy birthday for Brina tomorrow.
Yeah, for sure. Hi,
hey, that guy.
Bye.
Oh. Man, I'm just...
You all right there?
No, I'm just kind of...
Do you need to go take some Pepto-Bismol?
That always makes me barf. Yeah, not Pepto-Bismol.
My birthday is... today, May 19th. Today's your birthday,
Debbie?
Happy birthday, Debbie.
The 19th is tomorrow.
Yeah, the 19th is tomorrow.
Today's the 18th. Oh, she's in Australia. Well,
so
you know what that means.
To sing to you, Debbie.
Here we go. And a one, and a two. A happy
birthday
to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Debbie. In the future. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Debbie.
Yeah, baby. Happy birthday, Debbie. Thank you.
Have a great day, Miss.
I had to let Moonchild know it was not DJ's birthday. It's Debbie's birthday. DJ and the old man and J-Baby have theirs July 6th.
Yeah, I think if you click on Debbie's profile,
it says
the DJ podcast.
Interesting.
Yeah, they must know each other.
Not to create any confusion.
Very true. Very true. Because some people here do call me DJ.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah, Eric calls me DJ.
Well, I'm going to follow Debbie. Boom. There you go. Yeah,
give her a follow.
Debbie a follow. Bam! On
Hi, Joe72758. Good to see you.
Man, you know, I just, I've been kind of trying to take care of my tummy this morning, and I haven't got nothing. I haven't read nothing. News, no nothing. I haven't done anything.
That's why you have me.
I'm just going to turn the show over.
I have national days we can go over. I have the best hot dogs for summer barbecues, according to pro grillers.
Hi, Lightning Sky. I said it first. Let's do days. What's going on today besides Debbie's birthday?
Besides Debbie's birthday, it is National No Dirty Dishes Day.
All right, I'm
That's how I am. I don't like dishes in my sink.
And I'm already starting the day off bad. I got a sink full of dishes to do.
Yeah, so no dirty dishes. So it is Emergency Medical Services for Children Day, EMSC. I don't know what that is. I'm going to click on it so we can find out.
Ryan says, follow his TikTok, My Jeep 247. All right, you guys are on TikTok. Give Ryan a follow, My Jeep 247. Give him a check out.
247. That's taken forever to come up. So
are you on TikTok, Dita Joe?
Yes, I just recent. I just got on it. Who sent me an invitation to get on it because they needed more people. I think it was Tuttles, but I don't understand it for one thing. So it's just, I followed him and I think I might've followed one other person. So I don't know how to use it. Are you on there?
I got off.
See, I don't ever go on there unless it shows that I have a little, and then I'll click on it and then that's it. I'm in and out. Because I don't understand it. They send you stuff I don't. It's like, what is that? Huh?
Well,
it's like, you know, when you tell me a joke and I'm like, huh? What?
Yeah. Well,
I just don't get it.
I got off because I was just getting too. The people that were, I was in my feed, that were in my feed, it was just too much anger and hate and.
Oh, see, too I many, don't want that.
And too many big boobs.
Oh. Yeah, see, I already fend those off of Instagram. They come all the time for you. It's like, delete.
Well, let me make a public announcement to all the young girls with big fake boobs that keep wanting to come into wanting
that
to.
Thinks the old man is some old man with a bunch of money.
I don't have any money, and I'm happily married, so you know.
I know. They come with their little boobies up and they're like, hi, how's it going, old man?
Well, you have a point, old man, because I think Grammy would probably be telling those ladies on TikTok that you're
She's laughing. She's funny. No, Dina's my watchdog. Dina Joe takes care of me on Instagram.
And then Grammy would know how to kill people with kindness.
Yeah, she does.
It's funny.
And they're always a private account. It's always a private account. Yeah,
and it's funny because Dina Joe is the admin of the Old Man's Podcast Instagram account, so she takes care of that.
Yeah, it's true to that guy. Make an Amazon wish list and get them to buy you stuff. Oh, goodness.
It is so funny. Mm-mm-mm. It is so funny. Yeah. Yeah, I was following. I checked my Facebook account, And I went to Facebook this morning and bam, I mean, so, you know, one of the accounts that I follow, I mean, it was for podcasts. I mean, it was just for podcasts, you know, and all of a sudden, bam, it's like there's there was a porn link there, and it was like, nope, sorry,
oh my gosh.
No more following you. You're out of here. You know, it's like, come on, people. You know, I really don't need all that stuff. I mean, get out of here. leave me alone. I know. Let's see. I got on something, and I remember our good friend Adi. Adi, she does the Hopi Indian Southwest.
Seen her on Podbean in forever.
Yeah. She's a great artist and a woodworker and that kind of stuff. I got on something. I told her.
Hi, Moonshine. Good to see you, friend.
I told her I got on something. I said, oh yeah, I signed up for this and that. She goes, don't. It's just a fake site for porn. Oh, okay. she helps me decipher through a lot of this stuff too, because she's everywhere. So
I got on TikTok because Tuttles was getting, he was getting on there and he was getting more people, but there was supposed to be like some offer for Walmart or something, but I never saw anything. But I only go on there if I get a notification saying that person that I'm following posted something. But I don't understand, because I'll click on that just to see what they posted, and it never takes you there. Uh-huh. It automatically takes you, I don't know, because I'm new to TikTok, so maybe I have no idea. It automatically takes you to what they think you should watch, see first.
I guess.
And then you can kind of find, I have to find where it, I don't know. I just don't know it yet. I have never been into it really, so.
Yeah, you got to be, you know, you got to be careful. You got to be careful with stuff, because there's a lot of scams going on out there, and people trying to get your information, entice you into stuff. And, you know, and that's why I'm always shocked that these parents let their kids just have free reign on these accounts. You know, it's like, holy moly, you know. And then it's like,
it's a whole different world than what we grew up in. They allow them to do. Go ahead, Eric.
I think the lesson with parents is, are you not teaching your kids a lesson we were taught growing up, that it's not nice to talk to strangers? And
no, that's totally out the window now. Don't talk to strangers.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. It's social media, that's all that it is strangers.
Yeah. Well, we went from because the vast majority
of people on there don't really know each other.
We went from don't talk to strangers, don't get in strange people's cars, to Uber. And what do you have with Uber? You have strange people's cars and strangers. So, I mean, yeah, society is not the society it was when I was a little kid, that's for sure. It's all changed up. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, maybe that's – I was just typing this into my head. Maybe that's why I didn't get that gift card, is because I didn't put any credit card or debit card, or I didn't put any of that information in there.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why I didn't get anything. I didn't put any of that in there, because I just don't know. That's not on any of my social media platforms.
Anyway. Yeah. And it's like once your name gets out there, it's like all the, all the crap dealers have your name now. I mean, good grief. I get so much stuff. Because we have our podcast is on, you know, on Facebook, it's on Twitter, it's on Instagram, it's on a couple of other sites, and we got the web page, and you know, I get in the mail.
That's good, Ryan.
I get in the mail all these people, and it's funny, they're saying, "Hey, thanks for the order. Make sure we have the right order information, and we'll get this process." And it's like, I didn't order
because they want you to click on that link.
Yeah.
Whatever link is in there, I get them all the time from Norton, and I actually have Norton, which I'm not very happy with this year. I actually have them. So I was like, wait a minute, why are they charging me this? And so we called them and they said, no, there's a bunch of them going around. Just don't click on any of those links. You don't know who they are. Hi, Flying Ham.
I get them.
Click on it.
I get them from Podbean. I get them from fake
Podbean.
I get them from fake pod, fake PayPal, fake PayPal accounts. You know, I get them from those, and it's crazy. It's just absolutely crazy. I got one from the Geek Squad, believe it or not. And they come in, and you open them.
Hi, Crazy Kyle.
They look all legit. I mean, they look serious. They look legitimate.
It looks exactly like the company. You would have to really, really look at it, to see where the difference is in what they, how they post, because it looks real. Looks like it's coming from that company.
Yeah, you need to make sure you don't click and open any of that stuff. Don't do any of that stuff.
Yeah, you know, they're saying they charged your account for this. Don't click on the link. Call the number that you have on your card. That's all you got to do.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny when I called
my friend, I saw Blue Sister.
When I called PayPal about it, you know.
Oh, saw Blue Sister. I wasn't oinking at you. I was oinking at Flying Ham. I'm sorry.
PayPal, like I contacted PayPal and they go, yeah, here's our scam thing. Send those, don't open them. They go, but forward them to our scam department, you know, and you send them over to them people. And it's just crazy out there. I don't do anything. I don't open any of that stuff. You know, it's like,
yeah, they just try to get you anywhere they can.
Yeah. Like on the Geek Squad, I called the Geek Squad. I go, hey, did you guys just send me a thing saying I owe you because I have a technical service with Geek Squad. I go, did you just send me a thing saying I owe you for my tech? They go, no, we didn't. You paid that back in January. We wouldn't send it to you. And I'm going, great. Forward us that email. We'll put it over to our crime investigation department. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, you got to be careful, people. Be careful. Don't just willy nilly open stuff.
Hi, Debbie.
Oh, yeah, you know what I said?
Too many crooks out there that want it money easy.
You know what I started doing to the calls that come to you on your phone too? Because they do it. This is the same thing with the phones. You know, you get those phones and you answer it and it goes, yeah, we want to know about, you know, we want to talk to you about your insurance on your car or your. Or this or that, you know, they're trying to sell you something. They're all scams, you know. What I do now is for some unknown reason, when these calls come through, they used to come through labeled, unavailable. The information's unavailable. You don't know who it is. But now they come through with a name. It's like they put a fake name on it, so you answer it, you know. So I get these calls, and it comes through like it says, Jack Johnson. And I go,
Jack Johnson, I pick it up too.
Oh, I pick it up and I go, hey, yeah, Jack, I've been waiting for you to call, man. Okay, I'm glad you got back with me. So what do you think? Are you going to do this insurance thing with me or not? I mean, I go into this, I reverse it on him. I reverse the spiel on him and they get mad at me and they hang up. Thanks for calling back. I was wondering if you're gonna go back. Now if you could give me your social security number, I can get started on this. Go ahead, give me your social security number and give me your phone number so I can call you back if we get disconnected again. Oh man, they don't like it when you flip the script on them. It's fun to flip the script on them. Yeah, that's good stuff. Hey, anyway, we're talking about what days are today, Dina Jo. We got sidetracked.
Yes, get off my computer. See these damn things. Okay, Emergency Medical Services for Children's Day is just medical, celebrates every emergency medical services for kids that need emergency surgery and I guess spread awareness that kids need it too. That's all it says. It's nothing more than that. That's just kind of weird.
I get these things in the mail from Shriners, the children's thing, Shriners.
Shriners.
And, And that other one that's done by Danny Thomas. Danny Thomas.
Yes, I just gave to them. The cancer.
Yeah. I get notices from them, you know, in the mail. And I look and I go, why are these people sending me, you know, thank yous and this and that? What's going on here? And Grammy goes, oh, because you donate to them. It's like, oh, I do. Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
St. Jude.
Yeah.
I actually got, I have to take a picture in it and post it. They said it's the, I got the music t-shirt music. Helps cure cancer or something. And they give you this little card and you're supposed to take a selfie in the picture and post it on social media. I got to do that. Yes.
I've always said that those are worthy causes, you know?
Yeah. You know, kids. I just can't imagine if one of my kids ever had it, or even Ava, you know, just, So look at Moonchild's son, grandson goes to Shriner. So there you go. Okay. You're very welcome. Yeah. It touches my heart. I just can't imagine what those parents are having to go through and then having to worry about.
And then McDonald's thing, you know. Yeah, we have one here in the Portland area. Dornbecker Children's Hospital. We have one here locally too that's really kind of famous. I've always said, if I all of a sudden, bam, hit a lottery of a few million dollars or something like that, I'm giving a big chunk of money to those places. I just think they need it. They do such a great service for kids, you know. Kids and the families. Well worth it. Are you there?
No, I absolutely agree. 100%. I agree. I agree. That's why, you know, I had the opportunity to, and I don't normally have extra money to pass along that way. And so I was able to do it, and I did it. And I'm glad. I see those commercials and it just breaks my heart that those little kids have to go through what they have to go through at such a young age. I just think they're going to be very strong individuals when they grow up.
And speaking of that, you know what I just saw? Because I follow my dentist's office on Facebook, and they posted a thing. And that they've changed. You and I were talking about this earlier, Dina Jo, that my dentist changed. He retired. And brought in this young dentist to take his place, and she took over his practice. Well, they just posted a thing saying that they now have. They go, every dentist needs a service dog, so they have this dog now in their office.
They really do. As a little
service dog, for a little comfort dog, and it showed this kid having some dental work done. And the dog's got his head on its lap, and I thought, how cool is that? A little service dog for people that are scared or nervous.
I was gonna say, it's not only kids, adults too, man. Mm-hmm. They get something happens to you when you were a kid or earlier and in a different way in life, and at a dentist, and it affects you. Let me tell you, the smells and the sounds at a dentist's office, if they don't give you headphones to cover your ears, you could still hear it. Those sounds are just horrible. Yeah. They're just horrible on top of having your mouth open and hands in there drilling. So
people screaming in the background. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite commercials on TV is this one. It shows a little girl in the hospital. She's in her hospital bed in her room, and she's there, and the nurse comes in and goes, oh, and then the little girl goes, puts her arm out and goes, okay, time for my treatment, you know, like she's gonna get some kind of
needle
poke. And then the nurse goes, no, we're gonna try something a little different today. And that dog comes in, that I don't know, it looks like a golden lab or some kind of lab, and she goes, oh, and the dog comes in, you know. And every time I see that commercial, I tell Grammy, I go, there's no way, I don't believe there's any way that little kid is that good of an actress to look that shocked and that surprised on her face. I go, I bet you they actually surprised her with that dog coming in. And she had that because it just looks so real, the look on her little face, you know, when that dog comes in. And, you know, I do not have anything bad to say about service dogs, the legitimate service dogs. Now, yep. These little old ladies bringing in their pomegranians or whatever they're called into the casino. No, keep your dog out of the car. Not only
there's a lot of people that abuse that. You know what? You know how much pain I've been in. My little boo, I got just for that reason, for pain. But my doctors would not give me a dog for pain.
Really?
They would not know. And I am on, you know, and I, yeah. So it's not easy to get. So these people that get, you know, ones that just, they get them on the internet or whatnot, you know, they're the ones that are abusing it, make it harder for people like me who could actually use that at times, but no.
Yeah. And then they're taking their dogs into places that, you know.
Well, it's on airplanes and other things, if it's not really, you know, yeah, if you want to pay for it. But if it's not really your service dog, don't say that it's a service dog. Too many people abuse it.
Yeah, well, there used to be a time that I guess you had to get them certified and all that stuff. And
yes, you're now supposed
they've,
to.
They've gotten lackadaisical on the requirements, the certifying and all that stuff, I guess. I don't know. But they do serve a real good purpose, you know.
Mm-hmm. I agree 100%. We have a service dog training place not far from where I live. About 10 minutes from where I live, and Aaron actually, he would go volunteer there with the group that he was with for a while, and they're really great. And I didn't know this until they were at, they were on site at the Air Force Academy. We went down to Colorado Springs at the Air Force Academy. They had a disabled, Olympic thing at the Air Force Academy. It was just a bunch of everybody with different disabilities were shooting guns or playing basketball or something warrior. I can't think of the exact name, but anyway, the company was there and they told us if the dogs do not pass
a scooter,
every single, there's all these different things that they have to pass, getting on an elevator, being able to pick up a credit card off the floor, different things. They don't graduate. And then those dogs are up for adoption.
Interesting.
Can you imagine having one of those dogs, how trained they are? Extremely trained. Hi, Jimmy. Hi, Scooter.
And he didn't make the cut. Yeah, it'd still be well worth animal to have. Yeah.
Absolutely. I don't know how much you would pay for it, but my gosh, these dogs are completely trained. He said, yeah, we had this great dog, but she would not get in an elevator. They need to be able to get in an elevator.
Wow. That's
so you can adopt those dogs if they don't pass graduation.
Yeah, I had a buddy come up to me and say, "Hey, we need a volunteer to go down to this service dog place and work with service dogs." And they talked me into going down. I said, "Yeah, sure, I'll go down and help out, no problem." And then they had me put on this real big suit of padding and told me to run.
they wanted it.
Canine. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh jeez! Oh my gosh! I was like, "Are you serious?"
Though, you know, when I see that happening, I'm thinking. A part of me says, "Man, that looks like that'd be fun to have those police dogs chase you down to get you." But then I'm going, "I don't know."
No, I don't think it would be fun.
I saw this one guy. He was stealing. He stole a car. And the cops pulled him over, and he refused to get out of the car. Get out of the car. No, I'm not getting out of the car. No, you're going to have to come in here and get me. And the canine unit showed up. And they're going, sir, I'm going to send a dog in to get you if you don't get out of that car. No, I'm not getting out of this car. And he goes, okay, here comes the dog. And that dog went in the passenger side of the car, and it's filming it from the patrol car, you know, and you hear this guy yelling and screaming, okay, I'm coming out. It's like, yeah, you're going to argue with a dog. That's another type of dog I've always liked, is the military or the police dogs. Those dogs are just trained. I mean, when I was a little boy, I used to deliver the paper in Tucson, the Arizona Gazette. And I used to deliver it on Sundays. I used to go to this one guy's house and deliver the paper. And I didn't know his name. All I remember him as, he was the colonel. The colonel. Oh, okay. Whatever. And when the colonel came to the door, there was always a dog, Jamie. Right? There's always a dog,
hi,
right?
Jamie.
Right there with him, you know. And he'd go, easy, easy. You know, I don't remember the dog's name. Easy. And he'd just be easy. And then he'd open the door. Okay, give him the paper. You know, and the dog would clamp down on the paper and take it, and then he'd pay me and I'd leave. You know, I thought it's pretty cool. Yeah, it's pretty cool. And then so I come one Sunday, I get out of my mom's car, I'm walking up the driveway, and I hear the colonel inside the house yelling, the dog is out, you know? And it's like, huh? And all of a sudden, like the hair on the back of my little old man neck went up. And this dog came running around the corner and nothing but fangs. All I could see was fangs. Ah, I mean, and that colonel, he hits the door and that dog's coming around the corner. I swear that dog's not like 10 feet from me. And he says something to the dog. He just yells something. And man, that dog just stopped on a dime. Boom. And he goes, sit. And he sat. And then he goes, okay, hand him the paper. I hand him the paper and the dog takes it. And I'm thinking, man, how close did I come from getting eaten alive by that dog? If that colonel hadn't known that that dog was out and the gates were open, you know, he stopped that dog. But from that day on, I was always, I always appreciated military dogs and, you know, canines. Because the way they respond to their handlers. But man. I was scared. I came back to the car. I swear, Dina Jo, I come back to the car. I get in and
good to see you.
And my mom goes, my mom looks at me. She goes, scared you, didn't it? It's like, that's mean, Mom. God, that's mean. Scared you, didn't it? Oh, man. Hi, D. Good to see you. Yeah, crazy story. But I love those dogs. I love dogs that are trained really well and that kind of stuff. And yeah, but those service dogs, what kind of dogs are those? They're not.
Hi, John.
They're a lab and they look like bears. They're all fluffy. They got really like soft looking fur. Are they a lab?
Hi, Norman. Good to see you.
I thought Golden Labs had like short fur. You know what kind of dog I'm talking about?
Well, there's Golden Labs and long-haired labs. There's different ones.
And they're not fat, crazy Kyle, but they're kind of chunky. They, you know, they're a chunky dog. And I always just see them. No, oh, yeah, and it's a full.
Dude, those are so cool.
It's a full-size dog. This is what I'm talking about, is a full-size dog. I had a friend of mine who had a couple of these dogs, and they were just the friendliest dogs in the world. I mean, they were just friendly dog. Golden Retrievers, I guess. I don't know. I'd have to look at a picture of them. I don't know dogs and their breeds and that kind of stuff. I just go, yep, that's a dog. That's a dog. That's a cat. That's a cow. That's a horse. You know, that's the all I know. I think that's all I know.
Like some of them, one of them are like they're huskier, not like they're.
Yeah, they're kind of huskier.
They're husky. They're like more muscular than they're husky.
Well, I don't know, but they got a lot of fur. They got a lot of fur, a lot of soft fur. I'll have to look. I'll have to look for a picture. I could do it right now. I could start touching buttons and kind of look for a.
Oh, boy. Here we go, people.
I'm not pushing no button.
Well, here's an important day that we want to talk about. National Visit Your Relatives Day. And you always talk about, you know, keeping in touch with older people in your family that you don't get out or, you know, can't be seen.
Hi, Mr. Steels.
So yeah. This is yes. Just relatives day.
We are big proponents of getting out and visiting your relatives, especially the elderly ones that are in the old folks' home. Go visit these people because it's like a jail sentence to them. You know, they're stuck in there. They're just thrown in a bed with a TV on and they're drugged. You know, there's people, they go in and they just keep these people drugged up. No one visits them. Go visit your elderly people, elderly relatives in the old folks' homes, because they will just, they just need it. They need it to lift them up. Yeah. I mean, you just got to, you know, I mean, they owe, you know, you owe it to them to take care of you. And we used to, you know, we used to look at our elderly people and have, you know, we'd honor
respect.
Them. Respect. Yeah. You know, you just got to go in and see them and talk to them. It's good for you. It's good for you to do it. And it's good for them. Go ahead, Dina Jo.
No, I was just going to say the same thing. It's good for you. You will feel it after you have gone there. You might think, oh my gosh, I have to do this and I got to do this and I got to get this done and I got to get this done. But I mean, what is going to a half an hour if you take a half an hour out of your time?
Yeah.
Even if you can't go see them in person, if you pick up the phone and let them know that they're loved.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hi, Cubella.
Hi, Cubella. Marty says go visit anybody. Some don't have family. Yeah, just go visit. When I'd go visit Grammy's great aunt, or her aunt, Mina, I'd go visit her in the old folks' home. And, I always made it a point to say hi to the other little old ladies in there and talk to them and how you doing and, you know, and.
Pre this show, when I was listening to the Swallows and. Somebody in the chat had put out there to do like random acts of, you know, to be nice. Let's do a bunch of random acts of kindness. And it was right before Valentine's Day and it was right before COVID. And I went to, I called first and I said, hey, I want to come in. I want to pass out Valentine's. And they said, oh, okay, we have about this many people. So I bought a bunch of Valentine's and I wrote on every single one of them, like you're loved or whatever, and just signed my name. And then I had like some little Hershey kisses or something. And they told me which rooms could have the Hershey kisses and which ones couldn't. But I went to every single room and gave one to everybody. And there was only one lady who didn't want one. She didn't want one. She's like, no, I don't want one. I'm like, okay. I gave it to her nurse instead. Here you go. But it was just, you know, all these people, and then some of them just have like tears in their eyes because they're just sitting there in front of a TV, just sitting there. You know, it's kind of sad.
Mr. Steele says, every time I come here, I feel like I'm visiting you, old man, and the old home. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. It's just fun. I had so much fun going and visiting Aunt Mina, and it's just good times. Good times.
Thank you for not putting me in that old folks' home quite yet, Steels.
No, you're the care keeper. Oh my goodness.
Oh goodness. Yep. I know. Well, we're not even gonna have time to talk about hot dogs.
Yeah, we are. We got after the show. I mean, we got after the show. We got after the music. Okay. We got after the music. We can talk about hot dogs after the music. I mean, it's James Taylor. I mean, how long is it going to take us to go through James Taylor songs? Though I will say that this group of James Taylor songs on the final day of James Taylor Day.
Bye, Ryan. Have a good day.
I like these James Taylor songs. Yeah. You know, there's finally some there that I like.
Ah,
Big Chief Thunderlug. Yeah, buddy. I haven't seen you for a while. It's good to see you. Big Chief Thunderlug. I love those names. Okay, Ms. Steeles, will you be safe out there driving? No, yes. but we can still cover. We can cover the hot dogs. It just depends on how fast we go through the music.
Yeah.
So, well, without let's further...
let's do well, it. Let's just, do it, people.
Just a minute, geez.
Hey,
It's time for Dina Jo to take control. Presenting music history. Sharing information on artists and their music. Here she is. Dina Jo!
That's right, Kyle. Right, guys, it is Wednesday, May 18th, and we are finishing off the Essential James Taylor playlist with the starting with Your Smiling Face. This sweet love song was written while James Taylor was in the honeymoon phase of his relationship with Carly Simon. Evidenced by this doting lyric, these doting lyrics, whenever I see your smiling
language
face,
in the chat,
way, he sings, no one can tell me I'm doing it wrong today. Long after his divorce, Taylor said in an interview, it was a celebration, a happy love song with a lot of energy to it. This was used in the 1978 movie film and 1979 I Want to Keep My Baby episode of its spinoff series, WKRP in Cincinnati. In the 1984 episode of Sesame Street, Taylor serenades Oscar the Grouch with a version called The Grouchy Face. Here is Smiling Face.
Yeah, before we get going, Noman, watch your language. This is we're a family-friendly show. Got a lot of family members and kids in that. So watch your language in the chat room. No foul language. Okay, here
we go. No worries, appreciate the support. But you're new, so just, everybody. No worries.
Yeah, no worries. Just watch the language, that's all. Okay, here we go. Your Smiling Face is James Taylor.
Yep.
Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself because I love you. Yes, I do.
Actually,
when you give me that pretty little
really
pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby, I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer it would grow stronger every day. Oh, how much longer?
Oh, this is a great song.
That is. Your Smiling Face.
Awesome. All right, Your Smiling Face. Number two on our list today is going to be James Taylor's Only One. James Taylor took 4.5 years off from recording, making in the early 80s, returning with That's Why I'm Here, which suggests he had found his long-term niche and baby boomers fans now permanently tuned in to soft rock radio. This was Taylor's first record to sprawl 3 top 10 adult contemporary hits with the title track Only One and a cover of Buddy Holly's Every Day. Taylor's sound had invaded country music by this time too, and both Every Day and Only One made the country singles charts also. But Taylor managed only one pop chart entry with Every Day reaching number 61, while the album failed to go gold and was his lowest charting effort since his breakthrough with Sweet Baby James in 1970. Notwithstanding its initial commercial reception, That's Why I'm Here eventually would go platinum. Here is The Only One.
Oh, you are my only one.
See, I remember this one too.
Yeah.
My only one. Well, I'm telling you now, now you're my only one.
Hi, Emmanuel.
I've
welcome.
Got two long legs,
and I can relate to him more in this style because he's losing his hair. He's going bald.
Oh, I thought he was always kind of bald.
Oh, not in the younger pictures.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He has longer hair. You're right.
Oh, yeah.
Then he started wearing that hat.
Yeah,
you're right.
And you are my only one.
are my only one.
Only one.
Zach. That's funny. All right. Number three on our list today is going to be Copper Line. Copper Line is the area near Chapel Hills in North Carolina where James grew up. The song is a nostalgic look back at his childhood, complete with the mention of his dog, Hercules. Taylor visits Copperfield before he wrote the song and discovered that prefabricated homes and popped up all over the area, destroying its charm. He sings about this in the lyrics. I tried to go back as if I could. All spec houses in plywood tore up and tore up good. Speaking in a 2015 interview, Taylor said, "This is another song about a home, about a father, about a childhood that was very peaceful, which is a rare thing today. I felt like it was part of a landscape in those days. The trees, the streams, the rivers, the animals that all lived there." Here is Copper Line. Hi, Tegan. Good morning.
Even the old folks never knew why they call it like they do. I was wondering since the age of two down on Copper Line.
Oh, hi, Solar Flare.
Hi, Solar Flare.
Copper head, wake up!
Copper feet, copper kettle sitting side by each. Copper coil, copper Georgia peach down on Copper Line.
Copper Line.
So glad, Emmanuel. I'm glad you're enjoying it.
I've never heard that song.
It kind of when he sings the Copper Line, that sounds a little familiar, but I don't know. I don't remember the rest of it. All right. Number four is called Our Town. A whole new generation of James Taylor was born after Our Town appeared in the popular animated Disney film Cars in 2006. The song is a ballad that recounts the economic decline in the fictional town of Radiator Springs after the creation of Interstate 40. Written by Randy Newman, a lifelong Pixar contributor, Our Town won a Grammy Award for Best Song Written for a Motion Picture and earned an Oscar nomination for Best Original Song. Here is Our Town.
This cut is off the Pixar's greatest music album from all their movies. You can get the Disney Pixar's greatest hits. And it's like Nina Joe said, this is from their Pixar's Cars.
Long ago, but not so very long ago.
Hi, Gina.
The world was different.
What was the name of the main little car in that? That was Steve McQueen or something like that.
Settle down and you have built a town.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Oh, Dita Joe, it's a fun you
watch Lightning roll. McQueen.
Lightning McQueen.
It's your
Tuttles, Lightning McQueen.
Our Town from the movie Cars. That's a fun little animated movie.
Yeah. Hi, welcome back, Jimmy. Yeah, I've never seen it. I'll have to watch it sometime. All right, number five, October Road, is the singer-songwriter James Taylor's 15th studio album and the song. It was released on October 13th, 2002 in a two version, a single disc version and a limited edition two disc version, which contained three extra songs as well as a video presentation. October Road would be James Taylor's last album of original material until Before the World in 2015. The album debuted at number four on the Billboard 200 with 154,000 copies sold in its opening week, which is Taylor's best sale week performance for an album in the Soundscare era, The album was certified platinum by the Record Industry Association of America on November 21st, 2002, and sold 1,076,000 copies in the U.S. as of May of 2015. Here is October Road.
I really like this song.
I'm going back down maybe one more time, deep down home, October Road. Now I'd like to see that little friend of mine that left behind once upon a time. Oh, promised land, it meets their
standards.
I like the harmony.
Yeah, time. It's a real good sign. Sun run down behind the hills I know.
Did it say who were those? Just session singers, or did it say? Because I didn't read if that was singing with him. Does it say?
I don't have that information.
I didn't know if it said by the because I didn't read anything until they started singing. You could really hear that there's somebody else singing with him.
Yeah,
really liked it.
I don't know. I don't know who it is. It could very well have been him. He could have did the harmonies himself, depending on how they worked it in the studio.
I do too, Moonshine. I like it too.
Sometimes they do their own
one before.
Sometimes they do their own harmonies by dubbing over. So, but that's good. It's James Taylor's music. I like when it's busy music. I just grow really tired of him and the acoustic guitar. I want more music in the background. Give me some more music. Give me a rhythm section. Give me some background singers, something like that October Road. Fill it up. Okay, go ahead.
All right, let me go back over here. I was bringing something up. Let's see. All right, number six is Steamroller, Steamroller Blues, a.k.a. Steamroller. Steamroller Blues, a.k.a. Steamrollers, is a blues parody written by James Taylor that appeared in his 1970s album, Sweet Baby James. It was intended to mock the inauthentic blues bands of the day. Taylor had heard one too many pretentious white blues bands and wrote Steamroller to mock them. This arguably silly blues parody is certainly one of his saltier hits, though it remains a fixture of Taylor's live shows. Elvis Presley added Steamroller's Blues to his concert repertoire and included it on his live album Aloha from Hawaii via satellite. Presley also released it as a single in March of 1973 with Fool on its flip side. Notably, the song resulted in Elvis' last three entries at number one on the major charting format. Here is Steamroller Blues, or a.k.a. Steamroller.
So he did this mocking the blues bands.
The pretentious white blues bands.
Yeah, it's funny he did that because, in my opinion, this is the best James Taylor song out there is this one. Okay, here we go.
Well, I'm a steamroller, babe. I'm bound to roll all over you.
He should have done more blues, less folk music, in my opinion.
Yes, I'm a steamroller now, babe. I'm bound to roll all over you. I'm gonna inject your soul with some sweet rock and roll and shoot you full of rhythm and blues.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm a cement mixer, a churning urn of burning fun.
Well, James, you may have done that in mocking them, but I tell you what, that's the best song you got. I think so. Of course, I'm a big blues fan anyway. That's a good song. I like it.
All right. Well, lastly on our list for James Taylor, guys, is we're going to end it with Angels in Fenway. Lifelong Boston Red Sox fan James Taylor penned this song for his Before This World album. Named for the team's historic ballpark, the track traces the history of the Red Sox. The song describes suffering Red Sox fans enduring up to the team's cathartic win in 2004 World Series. Getting to the World Series was not so minor miracle for the Red Sox, as they were down 3-0 in the American League Championship Series to their hated rivals, the New York Yankees, before mounting a comeback to win 4 straight games and advance to the World Series. They're in celebrating the World Series title, ending an 86-year title drought. This song made its debut on May 3rd, 2015, when the video was played at Fenway Park before the Yankees-Red Sox game. Taylor was at the stadium, spent most of his time in the broadcasting booth with Curt Schillings, a hero of the 2004 Red Sox team, was one of the announcers. In the booth, he explained that the music for the song came quickly, but it took time, a long time to come up with the lyrics, as he had to get back into the saddle. The night the song was played in Fenway for the first time, Taylor threw out the first pitch and sung America the Beautiful during the seventh inning stretch. Taylor sang the national anthem at the Fenway before game 2 of the 2004 World Series. Here is Angels in Fenway.
'86 summer's gone by. Bambino put a hex on the bean. We were living on a tear in a sigh.
You know who the Bambino was?
In the shadow
was,
of the Bronx Dino. Machine. Man, you could feel this smolder.
Okay.
Fall down at an attitude. Then you get a little chip on your shoulder. Say something that's downright rude. Oh, damn, them Yankees outspending everybody 2-1. Picking up on the cream of the crop. Stealing everyone's favorite son.
Are you out of here, Crazy Kyle?
Bye, Crazy Kyle. See you later. Have a good day. Be safe out there.
Angels of Fairway. Or Fenway. Angels of Fenway. Little baseball fan self, James.
Yeah. Welcome, Nookie.
Yeah, good job, Dina Jo. Thanks
that
for all the.
That was it. Yeah.
Thanks for all the James Taylor tunes.
Mr. Steels, wake up! Wake up! We're all done. Wake up! In the next 2 days, we will go over I think there's about 16 love songs that are kind of creepy.
Ugh.
We all sing and think, oh, yeah, yeah. And then you listen to the words and you're like, oh, man.
All right. Tell us about hot dogs, Dina Jo. What's going on with the dogs?
Hot dogs. Now, these were ranked, it said, let me go back. They're by the pro grillers, okay? And they did it on appearance, texture, and flavor. In the American test kitchens. And of course, the number one best of people pleasing hot dogs, Hebrew National Franks, Franks.
Those are good dogs. Those are good dogs.
If you're looking to pick up a package of 2 hot dogs, satisfying Jack Clark, Hebrew National Franks, they are the ones. Oh, I love Kings of Leon Trinket. Saw them 3 times in concert.
Did you have a hot dog while you were there?
I don't like hot dogs all that
much. Are you a brat? Do you like brats?
If I had the choice, I would lean toward the brats.
Yeah,
Italian sausage, a hot Italian sausage. Dad would always grill a hot Italian sausage, and then he would have like a big loaf of French bread, and then he'd just tear off French bread, or a baguette, I should say, more of a baguette, and tear it off and just give it to you with the hot sausage.
I'm the type that I will eat hot dogs while I'm grilling brats.
Oh, I hope they're cooked.
Ah, heck no. They're already pre-cooked. They're pretty good, Tina Joe.
I don't care. Good. They smell nasty and they're in that watery yuck.
Oh, that's good stuff. I drink that stuff. That's good. Hot dog juice. Hot dog juice.
Disgusting. Oh my word. Well, if you want to go out there and get there's actually Wagyu hot dogs out there, and it's Rastelli's. I'm gonna put it in the chat. It's Rastellis. And those are Wagyu, which I've got to be a pretty penny for hot dogs. Because I've never heard of those before. But Wagyu beef and stuff is very
Now, Solar Flare says boiled brats in beer. Boil the brats in beer and then grill them.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
Solar Flare. Oh, my gosh. That's exactly what my dad would do. That's how I do it. In onions. He would chop up an onion. So I do the same thing. I chop up an onion, put it in there with a bunch of beer, and then boil them. Exactly. And then put them on the grill. And then I even take out those onions and then grill those onions.
Oh.
Yeah. Put them on there.
Now there's me and Jess.
Hi, honey. Welcome.
Jess Duck. Totally ate uncooked hot dogs as a kid. Yeah, baby.
I know. Yeah. I'm a weird one. Sorry, guys.
Hey, I came home from wrestling practice when I was in high school, opened up a package of hot dogs that were in the refrigerator, and ate a couple of them out of there.
Yeah, and your mom got mad at you because it was for dinner or something.
My mom got so mad at me. She was just fired up. Single woman, working hard, trying to take care of five kids, you know, and she got mad at me and she says, that's it. I've had it with you doing this stuff. So you're going to sit there and you're going to eat every hot dog we have in the house. So I just started eating hot dogs. I don't know how many packs of hot dogs I had, but you know, they come eight to a pack. No, they come 10 to a pack at then. They come 10 to a pack. I'm sitting there. I'm eating raw hot dogs out of the pack while I'm boiling them and I'm frying them and I'm just eating them up. I ate them all. I'm sitting there at the table. I eat the last one. And I look at my mom. She's sitting there. She's just fuming. She's so mad. She's got her cigarette in her hand. Her legs are crossed. And she's just glaring at me. And I go, hey, mom. She goes, what? I go, got any more hot dogs? And to the up to the day that she passed away, she said, that was the last time I ever did that to that boy. She knew I'd eat them all. Yeah. Great. Gross. I loved them. And I still love them. Hot dogs and mac and cheese, Mr. Steels. That's a kid's delight right there, baby. Yeah.
Oh, well, I used to.
John Gale mentioned octopus dogs.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what is that, John? And then Mr. Steels, I used to cut it up for my niece, cut up hot dogs and put it in macaroni and cheese. And she says, I don't know why you thought I'd like that. It was so gross.
Hey, anyway. chopped up hot dogs, throw them in a pan with some onions, fry them up a little bit and throw them in chili. Chili beans and that. Oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Now,
And then, and then when you're done, you scoop that out into a bowl, and in your bowl, you put a layer of Fritos on the bottom, and then scoop that into your bowl on top of your Fritos. Oh, man, I'm telling you what, that's some good eating right there.
I know now what you're talking about, John. Did she then put it in a pan to toast those little legs so that they curled up?
Yeah.
Hot dog. See, all these memories are coming back now.
I totally
remember now. I know. And I told them the other day we were talking about this too, that she would like put little slices in it all around the hot dog. And so when she grilled them in a pan, they would get really crispy. I can't remember.
Right. And if you couldn't afford hot dogs, you got Vienna sausages in the can. Tuttle says, hobo chili, can of chili, can of Vienna sausages. Yeah. Vienna sausages were like a poor man's hot dog.
I didn't know that. I thought they were more expensive.
Well, they're like the bean weenies. Right? No pun on Scooter and Spunky, though.
Oh, you're funny, Eric. They're little baby guys, right?
They're baby hot dogs, yeah. I take Vienna sausages, slice them in half, and throw them in a big bowl of cottage cheese, man.
All right. Well, let's go back. Next on our list is Nathan's hot dogs. Nathan's skinless beef franks.
Nathan's are good. Nathan's are good.
Yeah, they said those are would be the next ones on the list.
And then, what's after that?
Oh, Dietz and Watson. I've never. Now these are the ones that I love their pickles. Remember, I told you I'm right. They sell them at Safeway, and I can't remember what Safeways are around the states. But it's Dietz and Watson Deli Franks, and their meat products are really good too. So I can see that. I can see them being good, but they're on the list. They said they have the best snap.
Hey, what about Ballpark Franks? Are they on that list?
It's not yet.
They plump when you cook them.
Oh, nope. That was it. Those were the only ones on the list.
What? Only three or four? That's it? What? Mm-hmm.
Those were the ones, the top ones that that were tasted and sampled for appearance, texture, and flavor. All the rest didn't meet their standards.
Tronquez says, the Man Cave Meat Company in Colorado has some of the best hot dogs, 100% beef. No, you can't have a... You can't have a hot dog that's 100% beef. It's got to be beef, pork, chicken.
Oh, all the byproducts, snout. Right?
Yeah, it's got to be. Yeah, it's got to be made of all the byproducts. Yeah.
Oh no. Got to have pig in there some parts.
When I was a little kid, we used to buy them in bulk at the store, just a big package of hot dogs, and they were red. I don't know. They were red in color.
But the hot dogs were red? Yeah,
The hot dogs were red. They were red.
They were probably injected with red dye number 5 or whatever that red dye number is.
Yeah, well, because they didn't like the green color. Go ahead, Eric.
Like, of course, the Crystal Restaurant, that is kind of similar to White Castle. They have these little miniature hot dogs called pups. They have the corn pup, which is the mini hot dog in the cornbread wrapping. And then they have the chili pups and the chili cheese pups.
Huh. Solarfur says red. Well, Go ahead, dear.
And then I know Sonic and Dairy Queen have got good like chili dogs, like the footlong kind. And then Sonic's, the best place for hot dogs here in what's that?
Sonic's footlong Coney Island dog is the best dog out there, man.
I rock it out. So good to see.
And if you're ever in Atlanta, you got to visit a restaurant called The Varsity. They have some of the best chili dogs you'll ever eat. But when you walk in that door, the thing you're going to hear the servers hollering is the, what do you have?
What do you have?
Like when they yell at you when you walk into the Waffle House.
Oh, I love it when they yell at you.
I've only been there once, but I can't remember. Everybody says hi or welcome, or I don't remember what they say, but they all yell at
you. Are you leaving us, Debbie? We'll see
you. Hi, Debbie. Happy birthday, girl.
Fine Ham knows what I'm talking about.
Tuttle says Dairy Queen has good chili dogs. Yes, they do. Dairy Queen has good chili dogs.
I like Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen is underrated. I mean, they are underrated when it comes to hot dogs and that kind of stuff. You never hear about the Dairy Queen hamburger. Dairy Queen makes a great burger. Their burgers and their fries and their chili dogs. That's some good burgers there. But you never
I even like their chicken nuggets. Or they got chicken great strips.
Chicken strips and chicken nuggets. Yeah.
Well, Dairy Queen is mostly known for their ice cream desserts, desserts.
But they are full. They're a full fast food thing with everything else. Yeah,
a little sundae with your meal too.
A great restaurant equivalent to the Dairy Queen that I think they're hard to come by unless they're not in business anymore. Yeah, it's a place called Tasty Treats.
Tasty Treats. I've never seen them around for a long time, Eric. But yeah, you're right.
There used to be one over in Tallapoosa, but it looks like the building has been torn down. But it's been gone for years.
They have cheese curds, fried cheese curds at Dairy Queen too. Those are the bomb. Yeah. Have you ever had cheese curds, Dina?
No.
Oh, they're just little deep fried cheese curds, and they're good. They're good.
Oh. They're fried?
They batter them and deep fry.
See, now I would try those. The ones I've seen are not fried. They're just little curdles of cheese.
Right. No, these are battered up and dropped in a deep fryer. Yeah.
Squeaky cheese, Gina says.
Yeah, they are. They are. They're squeaky cheese. Yeah, but they're good.
Yeah, that's where I've seen them, on the poutine. The cheese curd on the poutine, they're not battered, right, guys? They're kind of like what Gina says. It looks, I don't know.
Yeah.
I've never seen a battered. I try a battered one.
Oh, yeah. They're good. They're good. Oh, man.
Oh, thanks, Tuttles. I was like, what? What are you talking about? Do they shake it in the sauce?
Now I'm hungry for hot dogs and cheese curds.
No, I like Dairy Queen.
I did too. I used to take my grandson Dominic. By the way, this is how all of a sudden I really feel old. My grandson Dominic is graduating high school in May. The end of this month. Yeah, the end of this month he's graduating high school. Way to go, D man. Yeah, it's just amazing. But he used to come and help. We'd have him for the weekends, you know, when he was a little kid. And we'd go over to Aunt Mina's house and work around in the yard. And then for lunch, I'd always take him over to the Dairy Queen. We'd go to the Dairy Queen.
Yeah, and I go to Dairy. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were.
Yeah.
No, this Dairy Queen was close where Grammy used to live as a little girl. And they would walk to the Dairy Queen. They'd get their allowance and they'd go to the Dairy Queen. Yeah. Dairy Queen's a good place, man.
Yeah, we would always go and get the cone dipped in the hard chocolate.
That Grammy loves those.
And it was like, as a child, you're thinking, oh my gosh, it's the best thing. There's like crunchy and then it's in soft in the inside. And oh, it was just the best.
Yeah, you're right, Solar Flare. I would take him, but I'm really going there for myself. And it was so fun. It was funny taking
him. Disciples of Christ.
It was funny taking him there because he would say, what can I get? I go, whatever you want, Dominic.
Aww.
Whatever you want to eat.
Now you got to take him when he graduates.
Yeah, we're going to do something for him. Hey, we're out of time, man. Time snuck by. We're a minute late getting out of here. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We got all hooked up talking about hot dogs and chili and Dairy Queen and all the good stuff. But, yeah, those Dairy Queen blizzards are the best. Eric, you got some podcast shows that are going to be on that you
well want in daytime today as usual, Milk Dog and Jeff Moore and Solid Sister, and then of course John Gill should be back today, and then prime time is Slackery 2 Alpha. But here's hoping that Scooter and Spanky are motivated to do their show this evening. You know, we look forward to having them on, and then and I know we'll be back tomorrow morning, and hopefully we see Ralph again soon. But otherwise, we'll probably find him over on WESN, and then we'll probably see a few more friends coming up later in the week, including Toes and Cubella tomorrow evening after Low Standards and Pores and many more friends.
Yeah, a lot of good podcasts out there. Look forward to Friday when you can come into our chat room on Fridays and promote your podcast. Get them out there and let people know when you're coming on and what you're going to talk about. Well, not necessarily what you're going to talk about. Just where they can find you. The time and the day your podcast is going to be on so they can find you. Hey, don't forget to check out Podcast Overlords on Twitter. See what they can do to help get your podcast promoted on Twitter. Get your word out. Enlarge your footprint. Not your prostate, but your footprint on Twitter. We don't want any enlarged prostates. I don't know why I thought of prostate. I don't
know. Now you just threw me off.
Don't forget to tune in to WESN Epic Strategies Network. Download their app and check them out. They got tons of good music in there and some provocative conversations, but mostly music. I listen to them for their music shows. They got some great music shows, and just check them out. WESN Epic Strategies Network. Wow. Whew. Okay. And now a final word from our own little corn dog, Gina Joe.
Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. Thanks so much for joining us again, you guys. We appreciate you guys so very much. Love you all so much. Have a great day. See you around. Bye. It rocks. Yes, it does.
Hey, have a great Wednesday, everybody. It's the midday point. We're out of here, and we're looking forward to seeing you on our Thursday show tomorrow, 7 a.m. right here. Same bat channel, same bat time. Have a great day, everybody.
I want ice cream.
Now you want ice cream. You want ice cream with a hot dog? Yeah, baby.
No, I'll take chicken strips, please.
Chicken strips, yeah.
Some fries.
Dairy Queen does have great chicken strips.
Hey, Tilly, we're wrapping it up.
Yeah. T-shirts. Music's done. We're out of here. You guys have a great day.
Yeah. Come back tomorrow, everyone. Love you. God bless you. See you, Ron Podbean.
Bye.
Later, Gators.